Welcome, welcome, welcome to another exciting and adventure-filled podcast. Is it Cowboy Mafia or is it Rump Chat?
We haven't figured it out.
Two podcasts have come together and touched their mics.
It's Cowboy Rump Mafia Chat.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's go with that.
With a twist.
Cowboy Chat.
And yes.
Rump Mafia.
And the only reason we're putting that first is because we're in Anthony's trailer using their gear. So we'll give them.
It's a co-hosted.
It's a co-promotion.
Co-promotion. Thank you, bro.
A co-pro.
Cross-promotion.
That's what I was saying.
It's actually cross-promotion.
Cro-pro?
Cross-dresser.
I wonder how long people are going to listen to us.
I would bet more, now that we have your viewers listening, or listeners listening,
yeah,
longer than normal. We're going to get a big jump in numbers.
I would just like to say welcome.
From
10, greatest.
We should get to at least 12 or 13.
And yes. good luck getting anything in with Anthony talking. I'm just going to sit here until somebody talks to me.
You know what this is reminding me of? It reminds me of the Coors Barrelman party at the NFR where everybody's trying to be funnier than the next guy. I went one time to that, and it was a fucking disaster.
It's like walking around.
It wasn't a disaster. I was just drinking beer. It was fun, but they're all just, you know,
trying
to one-up.
It's like walking around the South Point. You can hear all the announcers. How are you doing? How's your family? They actually died in a car wreck. Oh, that's great. I'll see you later.
Or that one time, I've told this, Racer Botkin, I saw him, and, Racer, how you doing? He shakes my hand, he's off my face. Man, I've been sicker than shit.
Oh, thanks for the handshake.
Thank you. Thanks, Racer.
Thanks for breathing.
I miss that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, welcome everybody. This is fun. This is a very, very rare thing. I think the only other place might be the NFR where we're all together.
Yeah.
But that is just a nightmare of a scheduling between all of our schedules. Oh, yeah. And so this is fun.
You
get to come here. I've been in town for some meetings, and obviously these three are working one of the greatest rodeos in the world.
San Antonio.
A very, very great presentation. It's you come to this, you know, a rodeo like this, it's humbling. Beautiful building, beautiful
setup. I'm
glad
you're staying humble.
No, it is.
That's been the theme of the week.
It's very humbling. It's a great show. So I encourage anybody come down to San Antonio. Great leadership.
Yeah.
The Codys, Davenport and Thard.
Uno and Dos, as they call themselves.
Mm. Uno and Dos.
So, but Nard rocking them every night. Anthony doing stuff. And
such a great description of what I'm doing.
Doing stuff.
You are. You're doing.
Well, you
stuff,
are.
Man.
No, I know. It's just funny.
You kick off the show.
I do.
You know.
Rock the shit out.
I announced
Extreme Bulls.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. And then I get to really hype up the crowd for the Palomino Patrol.
Yeah, the Palomino Patrol. You know, maybe someday you can judge the mutton busting. I don't know. We'll see.
And anything would be better than that.
I've got a meeting this afternoon with the Codys to talk about it. So,
can I tell a quick story about the drill team here,
please?
So Anthony, the other day, we're in this meeting, and it was like the fourth perf here in San Antonio. A member of the Palomino Patrol fell off and had a foot stuck through the stirrup. And this horse is dragging the Palomino Patrolman.
Palomino.
It is.
You know, the girl from
Palomino Patrol.
This horse was dragging this person down the arena. So Anthony stopped the show, and Randy Britton rode in to stop the horse from dragging and possibly killing a person in pre-show. The next day at the meeting, this lady walks in, upset.
Not happy.
She's like, I just got one question. Why did we stop it? I've been doing this for 20 years. We've had a horse flip over on a girl, break her chest, break her ribs. We do not stop. And Cody Tharp was like, there was a person dragging by their foot down the arena. And she's like, we don't stop.
And mind you, as soon as the guy fell off, his horse literally just juked and jived, kind of stumbled. He fell off, got a leg hung. The horse ran and ran into the corner, like ran into the fence.
Something wrong with the horse.
Yeah, something was wrong with the horse. And the horse was standing there just quivering about to, if he would have turned.
Like having an aneurysm or something.
Yeah, like it was like it was totally neurological. Because when they let him out, he was all over.
Ugh.
And this lady, so when she first starts saying this, I've got my back to him. And I'm like, I'm just listening.
You're like, is this serious or somebody's putting this on right
now? And then she kept going and she was mad. She's like, the announcer yesterday stopped the show. And we've never stopped. We've had any, she goes through the whole deal and she's like, we've carried a girl out on a stretcher and the show never stopped. And I finally turn around and I go, if I was in the wrong, so be it. I would rather be in the wrong than that person and that horse in danger and be dragging around the arena, endangering everybody else, and possibly that guy dying. And Cody's like, and this Davenport was standing, sitting behind her. He was kind of looking down his papers, and he slowly, raised his head up, and he was about to unload.
Yeah.
But he did not. The Palomino Patrol is a great group, and they do a lot to raise awareness and stuff like that. But she was not pleased with my...
Yeah.
We've had girls on fire before.
Yeah.
Demons have rained hell in this arena, and we have not stopped.
Yeah. Anyways, lesson learned.
Yeah,
I'm still going to stop it if the person's hung up.
And she said, I just need to know the protocol. And Tharp said, if somebody's dragging by a stirrup, we're going to stop it.
I would feel like and that was pretty basic knowledge.
When she was mad about the pickup men coming in as well.
We didn't need the pickup
men. She said that Randy threw off the grand entry.
Yeah, let alone.
Not the guy that dragged in the horse that was about to, flip over.
The pickup man coming to stop the guy from dragging down the arena ruined the drill team.
Drill team.
Wasted against.
For the record, if you ever see me or Brad dragging from an animal,
please stop the show.
Send in somebody and stop the damn show.
Please.
Thank you.
Unless it's you getting drugged behind a gator.
They're not going to be getting, they're not going to drag us very fast. So somebody should be able to get there pretty
fast. Yeah. Well, even the Weston Airs at Denver have a safety word for when they need to stop the
show.
What
is it?
Halto.
Halto. Not Spumoni.
It's halt-ho.
Halt-ho. I thought it was halto.
Halto?
Halto.
Halto means stop.
Halto. Oh.
But when the Weston Airs crash, every other perf in Denver, and they will stop. But you know what? Pick right back up. I've seen some hellacious crashes, probably the worst one ever. The old Fort Days Dandies. Do you remember the old Fort Days Dandies? They had their own collar. So they're like, how many of y'all are ready for a little square dance horseback
style?
Called
like a square
dance. Head on, man, down the ran down the middle of the mando. Whip,
no, she do. Yeah, well, one, she died.
Yeah.
She hit, there's a concrete, about a, I don't know, 3 foot high, it doesn't matter, a concrete wall. Why am I getting so... The exact
measure. The concrete wall was 2 foot, 3 inches.
Wide was it?
She at least 7.5.
Wide enough.
But she, hit
that
it
sucks.
And she passed away.
I saw the hottest chick ever there break her femur. This blonde chick.
Oh.
This blonde chick looked like she stepped out of God's book on how to build an angel. She was that hot. And she snapped her leg right in the arena, right in front of me.
Was her name Lisa?
So no.
You didn't have a chance after that.
Well, no.
For at least 9 months.
No, I...
Was it her name Whitney?
I don't know. She was from Fort Smith.
You guys quit.
She was... What I'm saying is she was a beautiful gal.
I'm sorry if Anthony's wife and workout pants. I mean...
Okay.
I'm a red-blooded American.
Well, thanks for joining in. We'll see.
I remember, the first time I saw Whitney in her Cowgirl Chicks uniform.
Ooh, yeah.
I felt like
Squint. She was 12, you creep.
No, she wasn't.
That's disgusting. I felt like Squint's Polidorus off of Sandlot. She don't know what she's doing.
Squint's Polidorus.
She knows what
exactly. We could call you Squints. I'd work for you.
He does. He smiles.
When I smile, I look like fucking Kim Jong-un.
Hey, tell everybody.
We are not afraid.
Tell everybody about when the cavalry came in the other day.
We've already covered that story.
You've already done it?
Yeah.
Was that before?
I don't like the cavalry.
Was that?
You haven't told it on Rump Chat.
Yeah.
Bitches.
Tell the larger audience.
Yeah, so they have
no argument there.
They have a guy here in San Antonio who's in charge of presenting the colors. He thinks it's a good idea to get the cavalry down here. If you know anything about American history, and specific maybe early Native American history, Native Americans do not like the cavalry. There was one guy named Custer who basically killed all of my family.
And then what happened to him?
Why am I laughing at that? That's terrible to laugh. Sorry.
Then we tricked him.
Giggle farts over here.
Yeah, I got the giggles.
We got him with the
trick. I'm having fun.
So they're bringing the cavalry in, and I turned around, and they're like, oh, this is cool. I said, you guys know, this is so bad that I'm working this. Why, don't you love your country? Yes, I love my country, and I love my people, and these bastards killed all my people. And they said, shit, we didn't think of that. That's funny. So Dose and Davenport think it's hilarious. So they start making fun of me, and the guy that's announcing like the cavalry next to me, they got like 15 pieces of music, and he's like elbowing me when to switch the music. And I looked at him and I said, you know, I'm a full-blooded Native American, right? And it took him a second, and he was like, oh, yeah, so, yeah, and like goes back to announcing. And I said, payback's a bitch, motherfucker. You better hope I don't mess this music up. And he was like, okay, next song, please. And then I was acting like they were riding around. I was acting like I was pulling an arrow out of a quiver in my back. And they were dying laughing.
You know, years ago, probably they were sitting around going, well, the cavalry comes. But years from now, there will be a man at a rodeo in San Antonio that will avenge us, our people, by playing a song that wasn't on their set list.
Maybe that's what I'm supposed to do. My Indian name is Kills His Victim Twice. Legitimately. Not even kidding. Don't look at me like that.
Are you serious?
I swear to you. I swear.
Can I see your card?
I like your Italian name better.
What's that one?
Bradley Narducci.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Thunder Thighs.
No.
That's not an Italian name.
Dances with Cougars.
Dances.
That's also an Indian name.
Yeah. It is.
Justin, what is your Native American name? Aren't you Cherokee?
No. No. But my nickname in high school was Two Humps. That could be an Indian name.
Humps his victim twice.
I can see that being an Indian
name. That's horrible.
Two Humps.
Hey, he may get you down, ladies, but it won't last long, so just stick it out.
It wasn't sexual.
And it's not going to hurt you, I promise. It's going to tickle at first.
You know, I'm not going to tell you guys my name anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
A deal's a deal.
No, no more stories for me.
Oh, no, that's bullshit. So, where were we going?
I don't even know.
You're the leader. Let's go.
Me or you?
It's you.
You're the professional announcer.
Yeah, man.
I just did
radio
for
2 years. I don't know how to podcast.
Podcast?
I talk way too much.
That. I probably should have thought of that before you got the ink.
The ink was for a good cause.
That is true.
I'm proud of Anthony for getting the tattoo. We haven't visited about the tattoo yet.
Okay. So, what happened, everybody out there, which most people with us and you guys, I mean, your listeners all know, that there was a lot of controversy around the Celebrity Tattoo League. The only controversy was that Brad won it outright.
Yep.
I think I got third or fourth again.
Damn it.
I know. But at least I didn't get last.
That's all that matters.
You hope about is you're not last.
Yep.
Well, there was a ghost entry. There was, but there wasn't. It is. It was Luke. It wasn't. It was his
kid. It is Luke.
It is. But Anthony stepped up. I'm with Bear on this one. Anthony stepped up, and you can either get a tattoo or donate. What is it? A thousand bucks. So Anthony got.
But I made a deal. I negotiated with Casey Jones, and I said because Luke wasn't going to get it, and he wasn't going to give the 1,000.
Nope, he wasn't doing either.
And so I said, if you give 5,000 to Golden Circle of Champions, then I'll get the tattoo, and then give 5,000 to his as well. And so that's the deal that I made. Boom. So that somebody could pay up.
Nice.
And Golden Circle of Champions is incredible.
Yeah. And yeah, what was your
Native Americans against cavalry?
The INFR.
It goes to purchasing weapons.
Brad, why don't you tell us why you picked the INFR?
One, Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Two, has to do with rodeo. Three, they're based in Montana. It's a 3-way win for me.
Four, you're trying to get the contract.
I can't go that cheap. But, man, but I
you
promise
literally
you,
told
the,
me
in the coming days, I will get that 5,000.
You literally said this is an investment into my future.
I will get this money back.
Because all of the different charities, the Justin's Cowboy Crisis Fund, Western Sports Foundation, and then Brad was the Indian National Finals Rodeo.
Brad, we'd love to hire you. We just can't afford you. What about that 5,000?
Exactly.
Can we just put that?
So last year, though, they're having it on Cowboy Channel, and they had all of our charities, and mine's the San Angelo Stock Show and Rodeo Foundation.
Nice. So
I can't really.
But that's for like at least the youth of the state of Texas.
It goes to scholarships, yeah. But everybody else is like, you know, one-legged, you know, yeah. children.com or something.
Everybody
you know?
Is for the youth of Texas down here, no matter what. Even here, they say, they literally told me, Sir Tierra Tequila, giving back to the youth of Texas. The more you drink, the more you get.
Yeah. That's their, because the 100% of the proceeds goes to the scholarships.
So don't feel bad. You can, anything is for the youth of Texas down here.
Yes.
However, I want to give a big shout out to Anthony, and I have a pet peeve
here we
about
go.
The tattoo league.
Yeah, because you're the only one who's ever got a
when
tattoo.
When this deal started, it was like, okay, once you get in, you have to get a tattoo. So I got mine in 2014, and he got his in 2024. So what's the point of being in the tattoo league if you're not going to follow through?
Like bingo.
But like Donnie Gay. I love Donnie Gay. I respect Donnie Gay. He lost. He's like, oh, I'd never get a tattoo. Then why even sign up?
Then don't get in the celebrity tattoo league.
Like, it kind of is frustrating that it happens like that. Like, if you get in the tattoo league,
yeah,
you should have to do it.
Do you know why everybody gets in it, not even remotely thinking about the tattoo?
They think
because
they're going to win.
The amount of egos in that 20-person league, everyone thinks they're going to win.
We're going to win.
And what I've learned with my pro fantasy rodeo is I'm really good unless I get into the celebrity tattoo league. Then whoever I pick is going to have a horrible NFR.
You had like Murtis Dietman in the bull riding. I mean, like your team.
Awful.
That's BS. I had awful. Cody Teal.
Yeah.
A professional.
He went
rodeo.
Over with you people in the PBR. That's a joke.
I'm not going there. Have you seen the number one guy in the PBR? You can't buck him off.
I'm telling you what, that last bull ride.
On Maneater?
What's his name? What's that guy's name?
Cassio Diaz.
I'm telling you what, folks. Look, that's the best bull ride since Brennan Eldridge on...
Bruiser.
Bruiser at the NFR.
I agree.
Or
J-Dub on Storm. Smokescreen.
Anybody on Bruiser.
Yeah.
But no, that was a flipping... I mean, that bull was kicking. That was a bull ride. Look it up.
Yeah.
It was badass.
It was pretty rank.
I want to bring up a subject. I've actually been watching on YouTube. I've been just Googling on YouTube, greatest bull rides. And you talk about how things have changed.
Oh, my gosh.
They have the Donnie Gay's and They Survived series that you can watch like 30 to 40 minutes on. Holy shit. There are some wild ass bull riding videos.
We had that bull riding wreck video where the skull and bones would pop up, and that mean the guy would die. And they were mostly Mexican rodeos.
Oh, geez.
Where they didn't use their hand. Oh, yeah. You didn't have that as a kid? It would like pop up, and it was just like the bull riding wrecks. And it was bad.
The bull riding game has changed so much.
And on that point, are you telling me the 100 point ride would have been better than that ride that guy made?
No.
There's no way.
I don't think you can have a 100-point ride.
I mean, I wasn't there, and it wasn't on film,
because,
so I can't say for sure, but
I know one guy
I'm pretty sure that was Roy.
I've heard,
not Roy
Danny
Doyle.
Leslie.
Wade Leslie.
I've had a couple of very predominant old-school guys tell me, no offense to Wade Leslie or anyone, but they've said it would be 86, 87 today.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing about the perfect bull ride. If you mark a bull, just say you had two judges back then, and they mark it 50. If you mark a bull perfect, and the guy rides it, was the bull perfect?
That's deep.
No, right?
Think about Wupaw and Jose. He was a point and a quarter from being, or point and a half.
Yeah. I don't know.
From being perfect.
Oh, yeah, here it is. It's
Is that the 100-point ride?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's 87 all day.
If that. He's not kicking out.
Into his hand, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no
but
way.
You can't take it back.
No, you can't.
No, you can't take it back. I'm just saying to have a 100-point ride.
But you could also go through.
That ride the other day was a 150-point ride though.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the best bull ride you think you've ever seen in your life?
Live was Brennan on
Bruiser.
Live.
Man, when Sage rode him too, that was pretty rank.
I'm sorry. Sage rode him after Brennan.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that was it. And I was walking up the steps, because in that day I was doing the Cox Pavilion, so I would watch and leave about three bull riders left to go make sure the band was playing, and all of a sudden, I mean, I get to the top of the steps and you know, that crack of the chute gate, and then everybody's just going nuts, and I turned around and I sat there and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a rank one.
But just that bull was so awesome to watch.
That was the greatest. Probably
I'd like to go back in time and just go cruise around with the bull riders of the 80s.
Oh, man.
You know, I wonder how, because I don't remember a lot of it. From being young, you know, you remember a little bit of it.
Yeah.
But like driving here in San Antonio, driving by and you see all the bull riders with their campers and they're all out doing bull rider stuff and hanging out with no shirts on and, you know, doing whatever. But like back in the day when it was more, I don't know, I want to say it was more wild back then, you know, no helmets, limited vests, unprotected sex with multiple buckle bunnies. Before Facebook, they couldn't track you down. You know
how fun would have Del Rio been to go to like back in those days?
Everybody says
you got to hear like Boyd tell stories.
Yeah, how fun would it be to?
They had
and they would go. They would go down south the border. You could do that back then and not worry about getting knifed and sold into sex. Which
that's my biggest fear is being sold into a sex ring where I just have to have sex all day with
anyhow
dudes.
They had a
dudes.
I thought it was hot shit.
They had a best boobs contest for a clown act at Del Rio one year.
Ah, me and Rump would have won.
They told
him first and second.
They remember that, Anthony? They literally said during the Del Rio bull riding.
Well, they used to have a wet t-shirt contest
in the middle. What? Could you imagine the Cowboy Channel response? I have people that hate me because my questions I ask Mutton Busters. Could you imagine? Hey, everybody. Instead of the kiss cam today, it's the best boobs cam. If you got great boobs, pull them out. We're going to put them on the big screen.
It's pretty much whatever. It's Stu here.
Oh, my God.
There.
Right? Well, you know,
we get to see it anyway.
You know when old
so
Stu's
I'm glad I'm
up.
Not the only one who thinks that.
Oh, last. I love it. I love a horny director.
It isn't.
I'm like, damn. There's a couple times the NFR, of course. You know, they're showing what they got there at the finals. And
oh, yeah.
I'm like, Brian, go Brian. Yeah, we saw it last night.
I see that, like, especially during whenever Brad does the
intermission.
Brad's
dance party.
And it's like he just keeps the camera on these girls that are wearing skirts. They're not doing anything. He's just hoping to get a peek.
That one last night was in a tube top and them jean shorts.
Oh, buddy.
She wears short shorts. Oh, my God. And she
some of the outfits, though, it's like, come on. There's been people here that shouldn't wear those outfits.
Yoga
on
pants.
What?
There was a lady the other night.
Oh, God.
That weighed as much as me and Brad put together, and she had on a top that would fit my 10-year-old daughter. And, I mean, her boobs went straight out. Her boobs.
I remember that.
They were big enough to land a small Cessna on. And they go to the kiss cam, and it's just showing her. And she's just sitting there, and everybody in the whole 21,000 people are going, oh, and it wasn't about the kiss cam. It was about 2-ton Tina's titties just poking out.
How about the kiss cams that catch, like, you know, lesbians? Like, there may be a guy next to her, and then she turns the other way and kisses her partner. I feel bad for camera guys, though. I mean, they don't know. It's
they're
not
they're
like,
scouring the audience for hot girls. That's got to be
a
tough job.
Yeah.
We've had two guys.
Well, yeah, that's true. Like, don't get the butches in there.
We've had two guys flip off the camera.
Here?
Yeah.
Has there been two? I thought there was only one.
No, there's two.
Oh.
I think the one guy was, I think he was special, though.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, not the other one. He knew what he was doing. He flipped her off right before the best boobs contest. Kind of ruined it for me.
Damn.
I love to hear that. Hey, we're at the Cowboy Channel. We're going to get back to San Antonio. Looks like they're in the middle of the best boobs contest. We'll be right back here on the Texas Swing.
But so many things have changed without the Cowboy. Think about 4 years ago, before the Cowboy Channel.
It was great.
None of us ever thought anything about anything because it wasn't going to be, it was going to be those fans alone that saw it and you were appealing to them. But now you have so many, I forget what they called them at Fort Worth. They call them Larry and Tina's. And you're always, not Tina's, but Larry and Martha. And you're always going to have a Larry and Martha that watch it on TV that are going to be like, yep, that's not good. And they're the ones that are going to talk. Not the thousands upon thousands of fans that love it.
That enjoy
but it's
it.
Just the loud.
I do want to give a shout out that here at San Antonio, they've got it broadcast where they're not showing the kiss cam. And they're showing the replays on tie down rope. And shout out to them for that. I'm pretty hard on them, but I think that's a good move because everything that this rodeo got from the Cowboy Channel, what people hated, the mutton busting, the kiss cam.
Yeah. The music.
My God, when I go to a rodeo, I won't hear country music.
This is how dumb those people are that hate us, though. There was one lady who literally wrote after the American when they showed it on the Cowboy Channel like 3 years ago. She said, whoever is doing the music at the American should be doing the music in San Antonio. And I was like, same person.
Yep. And she was talking smack.
Same guy.
Should take some notes from the person doing it at San Antonio. Yeah.
Same guy.
That's when she thought it was Benji.
Dumb. But honestly, like the Kiss Cam, when you're at home, people dig the Kiss Cam here. Like when I set it up, and it's not my Kiss Cam, it's you know, just for the record.
Colgate Kiss Cam.
When you set it up, people are like, oh, wow. And they love it. I mean, they really do love it, Hambo.
Can we talk about something else besides the fucking Cowboy Channel? That's all our fans listen to.
No, it's no, I'm talking about the
bitch about the Cowboy Channel.
I'm not bitching.
Channel.
If anything, I'm unbitching. I've given a shout out.
Unbitching.
All right, so moving on from
I've never heard that.
Okay, you know what? Let's give it to you guys. I got a question I want you all to answer.
All right, buddy.
If you had an unlimited budget to put together a TV producing company to cover rodeos, who would be your crew and how would it be different? And what would you do to make it kick ass? Ooh.
Jeff Metters. I mean, Butch Knowles. The crew that they got.
Joe B.
And Joe B.
Janie.
And Janie in the barrel. I mean, really, we're at the NFR. I think personally, and Donnie, and the Bulls.
And Amy.
Amy on the sideline. Yeah, I mean, I think that crew is they've got the right people. I mean, Jeff Metters' voice, it's like Hadley Barrett. It will take me through years.
He's like Jim Nance.
You're right.
It's exactly like Jim Nance.
Jim Nance or Al Michaels, you know, with those legendary voices that he has been since the early 90s. I mean, our whole lives, right? That's me. And Butch as well. I mean, that's the way it should be. And there's things coming down the pipeline because this contract's good till 28. Yeah, with that gnarly dude, it's through 28. So trust me, you know,
least 5 more years.
Yeah. And you know, not to say that if you know, if it does sell, that there, you know, maybe things they can work out,
sure,
hopefully, because you know they've done a great job, but it's time to take it to the next level.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Especially at a presentation like this or any of the top 10 or 12 rodeos. You know, it's a different level.
Yeah.
We learned this in the meetings. I never knew this, but there's 12 rodeos are a third of the $63 million given out last year.
Isn't that mind
12 rodeos.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
12 rodeos. So, and just in that room, 7 million in attendance was in the room just this last week. And so
you're saying at the rodeos.
At the rodeos. Yeah. Yes. That the rodeos represented 7 million approximately. In those rodeos. So, you know, they need to be, it's PGA, you know, there's mm-hmm. other tournaments that are just on the Golf Channel. And then you have the majors, you have Masters, and you have the Drunk Fest.
Oh, Waste Management. Waste Management looks so much fun.
They call it the Wasted Management.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen again, but that's a whole other conversation. But anyway, so I'm sorry. That would be, I mean, the team they got for the NFR to me is
tough to beat. Tough to beat them.
I mean, for rodeo. Rodeo.
Sure.
Yes.
I mean, if you had to throw something new in there, you know, I think it'd be cool if they did like a college game day where you have the four guys sitting around and making their picks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and instead of Lee Corso, you have Bob Tallman, you know?
Which they do. Yep.
Instead of Kurt Herbstreit, you have
Boyd.
Oh, God, he would be a good commentator on there.
Well, you know what I mean? Just a guy that's been around a long time and until, you know, that's what I would put as Herbstreit.
You know, to shake it up a little bit.
And then, your straight guy, I mean, would be Anthony would be good or you know, Siler or someone like that. There's this generation of guys, Garrett, you know, I feel better more about this generation of announcers. Now,
can I throw in one other guy that I always thought
have come along really good? And there's a lot of guys. I'm just,
you know, who I would want to throw into that conversation one wild card.
JB.
No.
Byron.
Nope. Mike Uthier. You give Mike Uthier a case of beer and let him sit at the end.
You can't do that.
Yes,
though.
You could on
not
my
on
network.
National television.
On my network. On, you could.
Oh, now you own the network.
I said that when I started.
Yeah, this is his hypothetical.
Jeez.
This is
big
what
ass,
about you?
You
know,
big
what,
ass
you know
network.
He's getting this from the other night when we talked to him, and I said hypothetical. I'm your money guy, unlimited checkbook. Build a rodeo company, and he went. It was awesome.
Like, but you know, but honestly,
who was your music director?
Who do you think?
No, hey, I did both of those for him. I said,
J.W. Kinder, duh.
Announcer.
He wouldn't name him.
But I said, do you?
I'd hire all my friends.
No. He said, yeah, he did say that. He goes, I would have two music directors, and it'd be But before that, I said announcer, music man, and I go Boyd Hambone. And he was like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
But if there's any that you can't go to, let me know. I got some open days.
Well, I would hire Brad, but that one guy that's going to work for me is a Calvary guy. And you know how that shit goes.
I'm out on that one.
You know, when he pulls his quiver out.
It's not big, real big on minorities.
But I'm out on that one. You know what I'm saying about the changing it up?
Is it hot in here? Or is it me?
I was wondering, saying, I thought, man, is this White Claw really kicking
it's
in?
Very, I think it's very comfortable.
Anyhow, but Anthony, like, smells you, can't like say, you can't just say, so you're saying I would go with the same people. Pick, like, what would you do to shake it up?
To make it better?
To make it better.
Or not better, but or just
or something different.
Hypothetical.
You know who because we're always talking about bringing in it is, new people.
It is hard, though. I mean, try being a rodeo manager. You know, I would love to have everybody at one spot.
Oh, yeah.
But, and that's deals, it's a different deal. It's different deal. But hypothetically, it's tough. Matt West is awesome. Mm-hmm. Grover's awesome. You know, I mean, sorry, I didn't mean to
you know who
on
I
you.
Think would be good on TV? Craig Hummer.
You think he'd be good on TV? What gives you that impression? He's like freaking awesome.
Rodeo. Yeah, he would be really good.
Well, so that's the one thing.
He, yeah, absolutely. He's a pro.
He's a pro, dude.
I mean, he comes from the sports world. I mean,
yeah.
He's been in the bull riding game for a long time now, I guess, but, you know, probably.
Well, when he came,
so,
but, yeah. When
but he came from other sport, right?
Yeah, he did the Tour de France.
Swimming.
He does swimming.
He's going back to the Olympics.
He's
to
incredible.
Do swimming. He is incredible.
But I'm just saying it's tough because there's
so
a lot
many,
of talent.
There's a lot of talented people.
Here's the thing that I've learned about great TV hosts. You take a guy like Joe Buck, you take a guy like Jim Nantz, they can do so many different sports in their style, but they bring something different and better. That's not, no. They can bring something different and better to every single sport that in that tray down there on the left.
It's the tray came.
Sorry, everybody. I'm getting
we'll edit this out.
Booze. No, don't edit. People, well, at least on our side, they're used to ramblings.
Sir Tierra Tequila. Thank you to them for being a great partner of our show.
The drunker you get, the more the
comes in cans now.
Comes in cans now.
Unreleased.
By the time we release this, it'll be in cans.
It'll be in cans.
Tequila in a can.
I guess maybe that was a dumb question.
It's like, not a dumb
question.
It
really sparked the other night when we were talking about it. It has sparked me gotta some interest on how to draw in more fans by making it more interactive, more fun. It's something different.
I've always thought the game day was a great idea, like a legit full panel of people, not everybody who is going to
pump them up and be like
I couldn't be the guy that's going to go, man, JB or Cody Teal last night fell off. Like we know he can do better. He fell off last night.
The
didn't look like
cowards or you know the,
like,
the,
and
the
not,
sports
well, not,
analyst.
Maybe not even to that level, but someone that can. It would have to be a JB Mooney, or it would have to be a Tough Hedeman, or somebody that's got the street cred to be able to say, like Tony Romo, he can say even though he never won a championship, he still did so much.
Played at the highest level.
Yes, he did. So he can say like that was a bad throw by Brock Purdy that the receiver ran the wrong route, but you still got to like Troy Aikman does. Like he's very hard on football players.
So there's things coming down the pipeline of that esque a game day esque. I think there's ideas. You know, Paul Woody is the new chief marketing officer for the PRCA. He took over for Rempless when he left, and Paul's a younger guy and very smart. Mm-hmm. He gave a great presentation the other day. You know, just some really good ideas coming down. He's got a good vision.
That's cool.
Of what we could do with these majors.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Obviously it's unattainable to do.
Sure.
At 600 rodeos.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, no offense, but the Grover Colorados of the world, you know,
right.
It's just not going to happen.
Well, good morning, everyone. We're in Yuma, Colorado. Are you ready to rodeo?
But yeah, and they kind of did that for a little bit. They had the trailer, the Cowboy Channel. They did have
and they would do a tailgate party, and they still do. But it's more of like, here's what's to look forward to. This person's hot. This person hasn't done any good. But to do a true game day, you have to have credible individuals that are willing to say, yeah, Tough Cooper, he missed that calf last night. That's not what he's trained to do. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, be able to not offend anyone, by just saying, and that's why I think Joe B, that's why I love listening to Joe Beaver.
Absolutely.
Because he's that guy.
Yep.
And you put him on that setting where he can talk and not just in an event, where he can actually break some stuff down. He's done it on your show before. He's incredible at that.
So do you do this like, are you saying maybe structure this pre-show? Like
kinda for
like,
sure.
Kind of like Fort Worth does.
Yeah, then come back like to him at intermission or like take a legit, if there's a halftime, and then they go through each event and where they can go through for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you structured it like an actual football game, then I think that is such a good idea.
At the PBR events, they do 15-minute pre-shows, and it's Matt and Kate, and then they bring in a bull rider. And
yep,
they bring in
Or Cleet.
Yep. They bring in a stock contractor, and they do it. And it's nice. Like, you learn a lot about what you're going to see throughout the night, because somebody who shows up, they might just be going to watch a rodeo, obviously. But it's like it's a good breakdown of
it is, and
see.
I think that's good. And the Cowboy Channel does that. They had Tom and Justin McKee host the pre-show, but I still think it's not hitting the point of a true
game day
format.
No,
where
no,
people are being hey, like I watch game day. That for some reason I got into college football this year, and I've never been into college football. But they would literally say
yeah.
West Virginia, and I'm making up names because I've watched it, not in it all the way. They would say like West Virginia, their program has been struggling. They have to get a win against BCU, or who knows what's going to happen to the coach, who knows what's going to happen to their general manager, whatever. And then that's where that realness, mm-hmm. we're like, holy cow, this is what's on the line. But a guy like myself cannot do that.
Yeah.
Because one, I love anybody who's willing to pay money and do this. So like, I can't talk crap on them.
Yeah, and it's difficult.
But isn't talking crap if you're pointing out, is it talking crap?
Well,
if you see somebody who's really good
in our industry, yes.
We have done it on our show, and we get shit. We get shit. Well, you know, guys, well, you're talking shit.
Garrett tells the story.
Rump's talking shit on, Rump's talking shit on this guy for not riding good, or something like that, or you know, Handbone says something. We have gotten that
a lot
kickback, but I mean, it's
and we haven't
personal.
Said it with malice either. I haven't been like this guy.
But
I hate this
guy. It goes to show you our sport is. I mean. The NBA, the NFL, NCAA, they live that.
Yeah, we're not
you
there
know,
yet.
If we get offended by everything you say, you know what? I'm sorry. If Cole Reiner rode like a fat girl, you know, and he wouldn't say that, but, you know, he just struggled last night. You can't get mad, you know? And I'm not saying, again, just Cole rode very good last night.
This goes back to my point of the other day, where until our athletes, our top upper echelon athletes are on a salary being paid, to not only compete, but also to deal with all of the junk, whether it's media, whether it's fans, we can't do that. As long as the athletes are paying to compete and we need them. Kevin Durant got called the B word by some fan last night, I think it was last night. They played at the Mavericks, and see, they're trotting in, and there's some people there that got season ticket, and they called him a bitch. And he circled back around and like got in their face. To me, you can't do that. You're paid. You're making bajillions of dollars every single year. Handle it. Shake it off. Keep going. Cowboys and cowgirls who pay to do this, I don't think you can treat them with that in that same aspect.
No.
Do you think the sport will ever reach that potential of paying guys like salary? There's a lot of contestants.
Yeah, it's hard. You
and
know,
where does that money come
and
from?
And there's things that have, you know. I mean, ERA tried to go there. WCRA is making a decent effort. I mean, there's a lot more money by far. And I mean, that's last
maybe
year with the NFR, yet. It was, you know, almost $74 million
yeah.
that was paid out last year. That's a ton of
just
money.
Just in PRCA? Holy cow.
But then does it ruin a little bit of the integrity of the sport of competition where somebody who's salary-based pay versus them trying to win to compete to win a check?
Where it's a performance base.
Where it's performance.
Yeah.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would love to see rodeo be taken as a mainstream sport. I just don't know what the steps are.
It's always going to be difficult because I've said this before. Not every child grows up with a rope, like outside this trailer, ropes and a rope and dummy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that. You don't grow up riding sheep. You don't grow up riding calves and steers and then go to steer wrestle and then your dad, hey, let's try riding Bronx.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go ride bareback horses. Nobody says that.
Well,
that doesn't come from this industry.
Right.
You know, there are guys, Richie Champions, and I think, speaking of Cole, I think Cole was the same way. You know, he went to a survey school. you know, and one of this is funny. One of the instructors said, "Man, I think you might want to think about another event." And so he used that, and look at him. He's an NFR qualifier.
That didn't age well.
Side story. But it's a very just, it's a niche market. It's not that big. But I think this, it's grown so much in the last 5 years. Huge help from the Cowboy Channel.
Getting more eyes on it.
Wait, yep. But we have to make our TV product. To go back to the base of this, it's all about the TV product.
Better.
You know, you can't. You know, there's things out there like the dog fall rule, you know? I mean, it looks bad when some guy is cranking on a steer's neck to get him to roll the other way. I mean, it's optics, y'all. It's if we're going to try and make this a mainstream, we're going to have to sacrifice some of the old boy mentality.
Sure, sure.
It's just going to happen. 6-second rule.
Yeah.
Markout rule, do we go to a disqualification still, or do you go to a 10-part?
Minus a few points,
yeah. Do you take 10 points off of him?
Right.
You know,
same result. You know what I'm saying? Same result, generally.
For the most
other
part.
Other than the NFR, you know, when it's a 10-head aggregate.
Or here at a bracket system.
Yeah.
You know, if you got 8 guys out and you got the eliminator pin out, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen all but, you know, 2 guys ride.
Well, I just think
so,
the penalty,
especially in the bull riding, yeah. Obviously. But then again, you're not dealing with the markout rule.
I just think it's the penalty so of not getting a score for a markout is stupid, but you can rope one hind leg on a steer and get 5 seconds.
And this is another thing too that
it's
we fight
a really good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great point. And another thing, you know, when you talk about the majors, when you step on a football field, it's 100 by 50. When your basketball court, it's the same size. Baseball diamond, same size, no matter what city, no matter who's putting it on, that's not the same in rodeo. Not one of the top 12 have the same length of barrier. Are you 35 feet at Salinas?
Yeah, that's something crazy to think about.
Or you foot and a half off in San Angelo where it's you're nodding and
or
going.
Or Pendleton, yeah.
You know, or Pendleton where you don't even have a barrier.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just so different how you can. So when you go to rules, it's so hard because nothing is the same at any of these rodeos.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the competition. But
I like the idea of just soliciting, you know, the top rodeos and making them so-called the majors. I do like that idea. And maybe that's a good starting point for the whole game day situation.
It is. Mm-hmm. And we can present it.
Sure.
Now, the rules may be a little bit different because of the setups. But we can present it like a major sport.
Right.
Who's going to pay for it? Are the committees that are doing it now?
That's a thing.
Dude, that's where we're at in this conversation.
God damn.
And that's where we've
I did not want to go this deep, but it's really gotten deep here.
Because, Angela, we have paid for that TV truck last. I'm getting
and it's not
emails and calls from your brother and my boss right now. So I don't know how long we're going to record, but about doing TV, you know, because now we're having to do it ourselves. And we have, but, you know, anyway, I'm not going to get into that conversation. But Fort Worth paid for all that.
I wish
Houston does all their own.
Theo Vaughn knew about rodeo. He'd be.
He does.
I love Theo Vaughn. I would love to see Theo Vaughn.
He went to where
John Harrison.
John Harrison was in Kentucky.
Wouldn't he be awesome on the pre-show giving his thoughts on the rodeo?
Well, man,
he's hilarious.
Yeah, I think you would need to have a person like that to lighten everything up because, like, when he was on game day. It was hilarious.
He was the best.
And he actually knew a little bit about it, but he started out pretending like he didn't. And he's like, well, I really like burnt orange, and I feel like those guys are going to beat the maroon guys. But then he then he actually broke it down, and he's like, my cousin once wore burnt orange, but he was in prison, so there's that.
We had a guy at our school that tried to fast himself out of being gay. He's so funny.
He is.
He would be great on TV.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen. Make a phone call.
Yeah.
This is what I will.
Who's going to pay for that?
Matt West. He met him.
In closing of this conversation, I want to move on to some funner stuff. But as long as we have animals as a part of our industry, that's what unfortunately holds us back from getting into the next point. Because people will pay. UFC is the fastest growing sport in the world. And that's two grown men beating the hell out of each other. People don't care.
Blood.
I mean, Conor McGregor snapped his arm and everybody's just like, or his ankle and his arm and his every part of him. And they're just cheering wildly. Guys go out there and they've got freaking broken jaws and eye sockets and they're just like, woo! You jerk over a calf, and everybody goes, ooh. Even though the calf bounces right back up and tries to jump in the arms of the guy.
No matter where you're at.
Yeah, no matter where you're at. So that's I think, and I love rodeo deeply, deeply. But that's, to me, is what is going to keep us from getting to that level. I'm not saying we can't make everything that we're doing better.
Animal welfare is a big issue.
Animal welfare, the PBR, there's a reason that they have the baddest bulls in the world. That's not just because they want to have the best competition, but that's also to show the power and how they can buck off and just thrash the best bull riders in the world. And they've come up with the perfect science, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think what I enjoy is bringing new eyes to the sport. And I think guys like Dale Brisby being on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh.
You know, how popular is that, right?
That's huge.
Drawing eyes to the sport. And you have guys like Dana White now, who owns several Bucking Bulls, and he goes to PBR events. And this thing with Donald Cerrone is blowing up with JB and Dale Brisby teaching him how to ride bulls, which he does not stand a chance to ride that bull. I don't know if you guys know the situation. He's going to
He's going to get on
Dana's bulls.
Twisted Steel.
At the PBR finals. Yeah, and this bull bucks off the top 10 guys in the world. Like, he doesn't have a shot in hell of riding that bull. But
the publicity.
It's drawing new fans in. And on the meetings and stuff, Flint, he's hilarious. He's so candid. He goes, you know, I'm about sick of hearing about Donald Cerrone getting on this bull. And our manager was like, hang on now. Yeah, we're sick about talking about it, but it's drawn a lot of attention on Donald Cerrone. Can he ride this bull? So trying to figure out new ways to draw eyes to the sports, and the game day thing would be a great idea.
Yeah.
Rump, what would you say would be something that could enhance our viewership? Because I truly believe more people that get more fresh faces that get eyes on our sport, that's how we obviously create more fans, because there are so many things to love about rodeo.
I think the more fan interactive stuff, really.
Like more kiss cams and...
No, not necessarily that, but I
hot
mean...
mom cams and...
Not really the cams, but, you know, you got to make it fun for everybody. And that's one thing I've really learned lately. And I was wanting to tell you that the other day because I got to thinking about it. All those things that we do to try to make the show better is not trying to drown out the contestant.
Right.
It's not trying to say the contestant's not important. It's to make people who might not go to a rodeo want to come to a rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly right.
I had a basketball at the Extreme Bowls, and I threw it in the stands to this guy, and I told this guy if he threw the basketball and it landed in the barrel, that Darby, who's the marketing guy here, would buy everybody in the deal a hot corn dog, like on semi-pro. They weren't happy about that. But when that guy almost made it, that place blew apart.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, stuff like that gets the crowd really involved, makes them feel like they're a part of it. Because like I said the other day, and kind of what you said, a lot of these kids have played basketball. So when they go to an NBA game, even though they might have played basketball in middle school,
they understand the rules.
They're like, oh, yeah, basketball. I actually had a guy the other day here go, well, where are the Buffaloes? What? Well, don't they ride buffaloes here?
And he was
dead serious. Like, no, these are bulls.
They're in Shidler, Oklahoma.
The other night before the ranch rodeo, Rump walks up there and he goes, I wonder how many of these people can't wait till the bull ride and it's never going to happen. And I was like, I never even thought of that. Because how many new fans they see, okay, it's a Shane Smith of the Saints previewed by a ranch rodeo. Do people go, it's a rodeo? All they see is rodeo.
Correct.
They're like, wow, the wild cow milking really blows some people's minds.
I always think of that in like in Denver when, you know, it's the Mexican rodeo or something, and people show up like,
you know what though?
I
will tell you about this about ranch rodeo. If you're a ranch rodeo team member, you do not care if you live or die.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys do not give a shit. No, it's just
a
great rodeo.
I love a good ranch rodeo.
I've ever been to, the people in the ranch rodeo are like 10-year-old boys. They don't care if they live or die.
And those
like,
guys love to rock it out, don't they? They crank it up.
This guy rode this cow the other night here for the wild cow milking, and his partner come in hot. This cow turns around, hits him in the face, knocks him down, kicks the shit out of him. He gets up and still is trying to milk.
The one team, the guy that was mugging, he had to have been 60 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, the one guy that got super stomped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm good on that one.
But yeah, I wondered that because people in the front row were like, now what is this? The coolest thing was, so in the trailer loading, I've never seen this ever in my whole life. The trailer loading, you know, where you got to cut out the three. So they'd be like, all right, number two.
Yeah.
They cut out the three calves with the number two, and they have to take them down the arena and put them in the trailer, right?
They go nuts. And then does the last guy go? Is that the? Go ahead, sorry.
Okay. Sorry. So you got to cut out the three, load them in the trailer, shut the trailer, and then get in the truck, right? Well, they cut this number two calf out, and this calf runs down unaccompanied, just by himself, runs down and gets in the trailer by himself without any cowboys around.
That was crazy.
And they're going, where's the other one? He's already in the trailer. Like, it was pretty good watching. I will tell you that I do like a good ranch rodeo.
You're not going to believe this, but here in a second, that guy's going to put all three of them buffalo up on that trailer. You ever hear that story? You know who Ed Cutts is?
Oh, my God, yes. I have stayed in a hotel room with Ed Cutts.
Cutsy. Richard's mixing this rodeo in California, and Cutsy's announcing.
Ed Cutts.
Like the whiskey, like to have some fun.
Smoke cigs. So
John Payne's act's coming up, and he goes, well, I'm going to go use the bathroom. And Richard's like, hey, well, you got to work this act, man. He goes, okay. So John Payne comes out. Richard's playing bad to the bone. Cutsy goes, folks, you're not going to believe this, but here in a second, that guy right there, he's going to put them buffalo on top of that trailer. Shut his mic off and went and pissed. Ruined the surprise of the whole act.
Oh, my God. That is so flipping funny. Ed Cutts, when I first started. And I was
he still alive?
I think so.
I've never met an Ed Cutts.
Oh, my God. This guy. Total legend. Like, I think he announced on 8 seconds, like, one of the rodeos he was at or something.
Oh, no shit. That's cool.
I think. Don't hold me to it. Maybe he was just lying to me. I don't know. But I was pretty young. And, you know, Cotton, I'd show up, get in my room, and there's Ed Cutts and no shirt, sleeping, taking a nap.
Hey, buddy. He's like, jackpot, young boy from Iowa.
And then one time in Orange County, and we went down to the, what was that bar with had like 162 taps? Anyways, it was like Goat Hill Tavern or something like that. And I'm pretty sure this girl was going to go back to the room with me.
Oh, yeah.
And had her all but going until I remembered Ed Cutts was in the room, which I'm sure he wouldn't have minded.
Ain't no fun if Ed Cutts can't have some.
Oh, Eddie. Fast Eddie.
Did he announce old school rodeo style like in all the movies when they... The next young man is a fine young gentleman from Montana trying to get on a good bucking horse, you know, like.
Yeah.
I can't remember too much for those days, but they're pretty fuzzy. But, I mean, you had Ed Cutts and then what's their Mexican rodeo announcer?
Lupe.
Aplauso.
And he hold the microphone like this. Everybody's just cheering, and I'm like, obviously it's in Spanish. I don't know what he's saying, but I'm like, even the clarity of it. I'm like, Lupe, hold here.
What?
What?
What, Hemi?
I'd want him to say this.
Just hammering tequila.
I'd want him to say this in Spanish. On the back of the bucking chutes, we have some 17, 18, 19-year-old bare-chested, covered in oil, young boys who have never been to the Mexican rodeo. Why don't we all say hola?
Hola.
Me and Anthony, we got into a Mexican rodeo deal. We had a cow palace at Fiesta del Charro. This place is full. And him and Lupe are announcing it, which I don't know why we even have an English announcer because no one there spoke English except for me, Anthony, Bobby Kerr, and Reno.
And Ray and the boys.
Oh, Ray and of course, Louis Garcilaso. But so this bareback horse, like, this is at the first of the deal. This Mexican dude drops down, does the old kick in the belly, and this bareback horse flips over backwards.
He's two-handed, Mike.
Lands on this dude hard.
Ooh. Yeah.
Gives him the old bug smasher.
Oh, yeah.
As we say. And, well, there was, if you've ever been to the Cow Palace, you know what I'm talking about. There was a shooting right across the street, and so the ambulance left to go.
Which we did not know.
Yeah.
We said we're going to remain calm. Our EMTs will be headed right into the arena. We've got the best care for not only our animals and our EMT and our cowboys and our trottos and vaqueros. And so just be patient with us. No EMTs.
Because the shooting just happened.
And it was at this moment that people started yelling from the audience, you don't care about our people.
Oh, shit.
They started throwing Modelo cans.
People started jumping over the fence and going to help the guy, which, granted, Reno was there and other people and his buddies. But then people start coming in from the audience, and they're yelling at me.
Is this guy hurt pretty bad?
Yeah, he's done. He's hurt.
Oh.
The horse smashed him. The horse reared over and smashed him in the back of the chutes.
Oh,
and then he just melted off and is just crumpled.
Guess where I went? I retreated.
To the locker room.
Of course you did.
I got the hell out of there. I'm sitting there with a locked door.
No one's surprised at that.
Text Lucia be like, we're all going to die soon.
It was.
You think an announcer is overpaid? Go to that situation.
Yep.
And then tell them that they're... Because everybody's looking at you.
You find out.
Yeah, like I'm supposed to go down and save his life.
However,
but it doesn't matter because you're talking to him.
However,
you're in charge. And that's where I tell people, you think, no, I hate that. Well, God dang, we overpaid. Okay. Okay, have a guy out there brink of death and try and tell people.
That's where
and
you
even
find
making
out.
It worse than now.
But Anthony also...
I have been in that situation.
It's hard.
Also,
the ambulance leaves. It is not cool.
At Salt Lake, though, when the Fighting Bull got out, Anthony was a good quarter mile, maybe half mile, with over 54 fences in between.
Oh, yeah.
In the announcer stand, the Fighting Bull gets out. He locks the door to the announcer stand.
I heard about that. He wasn't like alone. I was there, and I was terrified as well.
The Fighting Bull's going to run over there and be like, I'm going to hook. Oh, son of a bitch, this door's locked.
He was coming for us.
Yeah, but wasn't it a half door? And he
We were on the porch.
We were on the porch. We were going to get into the place that had a door. But before I started thinking about what could happen to me, what did I say? I talked everybody through it. I said, remain calm.
Run! You said, there's a bear loose in the Coliseum.
It's like the Titanic, but it's filled with fighting bulls.
There's three dead right now.
No.
And counting.
I said, we have the best crew on possible. If you're over in our VIP area, save the women and children. Rump grabbed Bandy. You know that? You know how Rump always says, if you got all your kids up close to the fence, pick the one with the most potential.
He did.
What did Rump do whenever
a
fighting bull got out?
He
grabbed Bandy.
He left
my wife had to grab Livy and Lola.
Hey,
as Ashley was climbing up a trush.
I'm sorry, but you know the Rumford name won't carry on without a boy.
Well, there you go. There you go.
To tell you the truth, I wasn't expecting a fighting bull to come flying back behind the chute, so it kind of caught me off guard.
I've seen the video. It wasn't that close to people. I think everybody freaked out a little too much.
It's a fighting bull, Hambone.
I don't know if
and there's 100 free targets.
It just popped up on my reels the other day.
Jeez,
Roper's TikTok of it is hilarious because he was back there and he put the sound effects in and
the Fred Flintstone.
That is one funny son of a bitch.
Yeah, y'all's raw with him was
so good.
You lock the door.
That might have been the best one yet.
So
that bull goes, I cannot believe. How was your evening? Well, pretty cool. I hooked the crap out of this little guy from France, and then I got out, and I was going around to hook the announcer, and I'll be damned if I didn't get over there. The door was locked, and the other bulls are like, what'd you do? Well, I left. The door was locked.
I just decided to call it a night.
The worst part about that whole thing is after Brad and I were legitimately scared,
What were you scared of?
That the bull
getting
was
hooked
by
a bull.
All the way around.
That the bull was going to get over go up the stairs, over the top of the catwalk, down the other side.
Have you seen how athletic they are? And they just built that new catwalk, easily attainable by
a bull. It's a catwalk, not a bull walk.
He could have fit.
He
just climbed through a fence.
He did go through the fence.
He was hooking a cameraman.
For those of you who don't know, look it up. Salt Lake City Fighting Bull or something. Just YouTube it and. Yeah, he went through the camera.
Terrifying.
He went through the pit of a camera. Camera pit.
Terrifying.
You really pussied out right there. That could have been.
What was I supposed to do?
I even locked the door.
What would you rather me do? Just stand there and just be a victim? No, I'm a fighter.
You know what I would have done?
I even locked the door in my trailer.
Grab your firstborn boy and climb
the
fence.
Yeah, you had three kids over there and you only saved one. Why are you getting mad at us?
Yeah.
Well, it happened so fast.
What kind of father would let his two other ones
just be
sacrificed?
I wasn't even close to the other two. The other two were sitting down at the end of the stage.
Scott Grover went over there, though.
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
No.
Scott, you're a real pussy, too.
No.
Hey, in my defense...
Scott Grover just honestly started praying because his family was over there.
My daughter threw a back fake.
Well, now you make me feel bad.
Yeah.
My daughter threw a back fake on a fighting bull and got away.
Didn't Lisa say they were laughing? The girls were laughing?
Bandy was laughing for sure, and the girls were laughing because Ashley climbed the truss, and she thought the girls were right behind her, and she looked back... no baby girls. Oh. And Ash and Lisa had gathered them up and taken them on a catwalk or on a, up a set of stairs.
Oh, man.
Good thing the bull wasn't there.
I mean, they get, I don't know why you're coming to me for this, because that's there's a reason I'm a rodeo announcer and not a bullfighter.
The door was locked, so I turned around.
Oh, my God. Did you really try to hook him?
I would have went over and helped. Somebody had to man the tunes.
Yeah.
I wish you started playing the Jaws theme. Doo-doo.
My gosh. What do you guys got planned for this year with Rump Chat?
Well,
try and do episodes.
Let's see what that's like.
On
let's
a regular start, basis.
Let's see what doing of the podcast.
No, we have. We've put out.
We've actually been really good.
Yeah, we're going to do.
We got our shit together last year. And about halfway through, and we really did good.
We've got along real good, you know.
We're up to 3.5 million downloads.
Yeah, it's been rocking and rolling. We what?
Why did you have to? Say
we
that?
Get.
Oh, I didn't mean it.
Well, but we've been in it longer.
Was I thrown in your face? Maybe a little. I don't know.
is that a lot? I'm not sure. Is that quite?
You
how many
guys
do
have
you...
only done 4 episodes, so it's
listen. We are at number 9. Okay,
released. I should say released.
We've been doing this 2 years, and we've got 9 episodes.
Well, it shows how many you've listened to, because we have 9 out.
So what are you gonna? Well,
yeah. What are you guys on? 2, 3?
I've been off social media.
You don't have time to listen. I know.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff planned.
I listen to Datelines. I listen to Murder Mysteries.
They're so good.
Did you ever listen to The Mystery of Salt Lake Fighting Bulls?
It was a cold dark
night. Oh, yeah, that guy, that Dennis Murphy.
It was
Murphy.
A cold dark night.
Where was he? Who knows? Next on Dateline.
The guy with the creepy all voice I know on is Unsolved Mysteries always made you feel like that person was going to be in your house later. You remember that guy's voice?
Oh, yeah. What was that guy's name? Oh, he was the old actor.
The old guy.
He was. What movie was he in? Was
Dan
it
Dan Rather?
Was it Ace Ventura?
Dan Rather.
He Ace Ventura. No, what was it? Not Dan Rather.
He had the creepiest voice of all time, though.
Yeah. Anyway. Our plans.
We got more Raws. We're going to do more Raws.
We haven't even went through our schedules. I don't even know where I'm with you next.
I'm going to go to Houston. We're going to do some
Corpus
recording.
Christi. Nice.
Corpus Christi, of course. Corpus Christi is pretty fun. You know, we do a 4-day
It's a week
day
long
deal.
Now. They added another day.
Yeah, they added
you
a youth
bet.
Rodeo on Tuesday.
Hey, you know, are you doing Guymon this year?
No, not. I'm going to Kansas City this year.
Okay.
But, you know, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
I won't see you in June. No, are you doing
Weatherford, Texas?
You are doing Weatherford. And Big Spring.
Yep.
Two weeks together.
You're at Big Spring?
Yeah, I am.
Heck yeah.
But I think we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
We will sweat together.
Oh, my God.
We just like putting out stuff. And, man, we had Shane O'Connell on the other day, and he was. I'd like to get him when he's boozed a little bit. You know?
Yeah, we've had some guys that you're thinking this is going to be awesome, and you get to put a microphone, and they lock up.
But Shane was still good, but.
Shane was great. No, I'm not talking about Shane. I'm just. That will happen. You're like, oh, this guy's going to just be awesome.
Or we've also had guys that are so boozed, it's like, yeah.
So
the average CBS 170.
We went through that.
Yeah. In one of our 2 episodes, we had Bareback Rider get overserved.
I listened to that one. It was quite entertaining.
Who was it?
Tim O'Connell called me the other day.
Cole Reiner shotgunned Jesse. 6 beers.
And he goes, hey, I listened to your Bareback Riding podcast. And I'm like, oh, no, here it comes. Because Cole talked quite a bit of crap about Tim. And he's like, yeah. So I said, first and foremost, Cole was hammered. So sorry about that. And he goes, man, he was drunk, but you could understand everything that he said. And he goes, and what he was saying, I look back at Jess and Ty, they dick around in the chute forever. He's right. And so
you know what Lucius said, though, the other day? We're watching the bareback ride.
New procedure.
And he flat pulls out some bareback riding lines. Richie Champion's in the first shoot, and Lucius standing there. Everything's getting ready, and then all of a sudden, Lucius goes, take his soul!
And then he won the round.
Take his soul?
Damn.
Horse doesn't have a soul. Can't take
it. Well, you don't now.
How do you know?
Because I've read
you know what
it.
I wish?
Is it one of God's creatures?
You don't think that horses go to heaven?
In the horses don't go to heaven?
Horses go to heaven.
You mean where's Frank and Skip? Come on. My horses.
Lucia,
they're
not in heaven?
Okay.
Where do you think Sergeant Reckless is?
I have to go cry.
You should have said what we used to say in Cody. All right, now, Richie, big hairy nuts now. Be a cowboy. Hairy, hairy nuts. not get on the horse's back and look him in the eye as death draws near.
I used to love
at
that.
The darkest hour and take his soul.
Maybe I ought to do that tonight. I need to get on the back of the chutes and pull some bull ropes.
Are you coming tonight?
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to love to do that when I was with US Smokeless and I'd go on the back of the chutes.
By the way, you can't go on the back of the chutes.
I don't want to. I don't want to be that guy. Trust me. But anyway, I really want to pull some bull ropes. So you pull a bull, and I love those guys, and you talk to them. Ride this motherfucker. Ride. Keep reaching out.
Come on now. Come on now.
Sit up and ride now. And tuck your chin, be somebody.
I did that one time to BJ Schumacher, and he looked at me, and he goes, shut the fuck up. Sorry, dude.
Ride bulls. Oh, really? Ride bulls? Don't get bucked off?
Try.
Stay on?
Try.
Try. Oh,
should
I didn't
hustle?
Know that.
Try your ass off.
Should I hustle or not? Do? Don't.
I hate when they go, keep riding. Oh, keep riding? I made 3 rounds, but keep riding. Oh, thank you.
or go on.
Stay small. I'm 5'4". Like, I don't. That is funny. That's such a good thing.
Go on now.
About.
Go on.
Go on.
Why'd you buck off? Well, no one was saying go on. No one said
not
keep
one
riding.
Person said go on. You know what my favorite thing to do when I was running the neck rope in Houston and my buddies like would get up and it happened 2 or 3 times. He's such a good friend. I'm blanking on his name. One World with Colin Von On heading.
Nick Sartain.
And Nick, he nods. He goes, I go, you're out.
Oh, no.
He broke it bigger than shit.
I'd be like, you're out. You're out a lot. Because the bear is broken.
And he looked back, and I was like,
oh,
I thought you were out.
Sorry.
You're out of time.
I did too.
Not you're break out. The barrier.
That's hey, funny shit.
No, you're not.
Jeez.
Hey,
just
Nick,
kidding.
It's me, Hambone. I said you're out earlier. Now that I look, I made a mistake. Right. I sure hope you...
You should have pulled a little bit more.
Take his soul!
Of course, Nick is one of the best humans ever, and so he just laughed his ass off.
He'd come back and give you a high four.
Yeah.
God, I wish you were as funny as Rump. Anyways.
I wish you were...
Wow.
That's all right.
Wow. You know what? Maybe it's because it's 8,000 degrees in this trailer.
Yeah, we better quit this
just
podcast.
Everybody over 170 pounds is very hot. Sorry, Anthony.
I'm sweat through this. Hot. Anthony's trailer is so nice that his couches are...
Did I say 170? I mean 270, my
okay,
bad.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's a little better.
This couch is made from the skin of the workers that built this trailer.
First and foremost, on behalf of my, that is not a thing.
That's not leather tooling on the seats. That's tattoos.
This trailer only takes Dasani water.
They only search for people with floral tattoos. Yeah. On behalf of Brad and myself, getting to have y'all on the podcast, I know you guys are also going to use this, but it is truly humbling because I said this to Trump the other day. Y'all are the ones that inspired us, and you guys inspired a lot of guys. But inspired us to do this, and people have been asking for if we were going to ever do a podcast or if I was going to ever do a podcast, and same with Brad, and then you guys was like, man, if we could do something with two of us where it's fun for people to listen to, because that's what you guys are doing, isn't it? It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun to listen to, and you guys are my friends, but...
Well, it's a good mix. You guys are a good mix. You know, you got to have that. You got to be able to call each other out, you know, like yeah. I do old Big Bear over here, and Big Bear does me. Tells me to cube app a lot.
Yeah.
Don't fucking try and knuckle me.
I love you, dog.
Right, is that a chode from a Hispanic man?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about?
That's the taint right there.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say one quick.
All right.
I want to say one more thing before we go.
People are going, what are you talking about?
I'll post a picture.
I want to say one more thing before we go about Hambone calling me out. I don't even remember who we were with. He was a country singer. And I was like, yeah. I said, I love your stuff. I got all your songs downloaded on iTunes, and Hambone goes, no, you don't. I go, yeah, I do. And he's like, pull out your phone and show me.
Oh, shit.
Damn you, Hambone.
I can be a little
I've not done that.
I was like, that's not the time to call me out.
Hey, this is what I told my wife the other day, and this is very true for me. I love very hard.
Yeah, you do.
But I'm hard to love. Think about that.
On that, that's profound.
In the West.
But the sun's... Oh. Oh God!
I'm hard
so
to love,
funny.
And
the other
love
day
hard.
I got to say that the our good friend Sam Howery, his ending line, and he messed it up, his own ending line, at the MLK rodeo in Denver. He says, "As long as there's sunsets in the east, there'll always be a cowboy riding." Good night, everybody.
Stay hard.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
We went past yeah. our 1:30 hard out.
Yeah. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in.
We got texted a 1:30 hard out.
Yeah, well,
thanks for everybody tuning into Rump Chat Cowboy Mafia.
It's not every day we get to sit down with.
Been a lot of hard out in this trailer. You know what I mean?
Okay. So hot.
Speaking of which, what side does?
All righty. Well, if everybody has made it this far in our podcast of Cowboy Mafia, make sure you like, subscribe, make sure you rate us, make sure you download, make sure you go like our Instagram and Facebook as well. If you remember nothing else that you heard today.
As long as the sun sets in the east.
Cowboys arrive.
Cowboys arrive.
Good night, everybody.